Let us sing to the memory of glorious Queen Bess, who long did the hearts of her subjects possess, and whose mighty actions did us to secure those many great blessings which now do endure. For she then did lay that solid foundation on which our religion is fixed in this nation. For popery was put into utter disgrace, and Protestantism set up in its place. But could she have lived as a looker-on until this good time to see how she's outdone, she must have acknowledged that nothing she dared could be with the present great actions compared. For although she did reign in times that were evil, she never did seize the Pope or the devil, nor save the priest or pretender from flame, nor right unto any such images claim. But now, God be thanked, we know what we do, which many wise governments never did know. For we have discovered a damned Whiggish plot to burn the Pope and the devil knows what. Besides the pretender and four Jesuits, four cardinals also, and four other priests, in all 15 images made up of straw, which are not allowed by any known law. And therefore a council was called for to know what in this conjuncture was fit for to do. And after a long and a learned debate, orders were given to a secretary of state that he should a messenger at dead of night send with some grenadiers to secure and defend these dangerous figures from fighting and thrall, and lodge them in his office adjoining Whitehall. Where will sit a committee to inquire the reason, and know if the prisoners are guilty of treason, who made the fine clothes, and if by any law they dare to make such statues of straw. And if they cannot prove themselves innocent, oh, then they'll be had before the pent, and justice will there be impartially had, which will make the nation rejoice and be glad.